Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, whatever it takes, man. It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Brogan. All the way. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Welcome to the Six Rings podcast. Megan Adelini here talking to you from Gillette Stadium. Today, I'm joined by Mark Daniels of Mass Live, and we just got out of practice, or at least the segment of practice that we're allowed to watch, Mark. And notably, Christian Gonzalez, once again, not a participant, heard Mike Vrabel say he's not ruling him out ahead of practice when he talked to us. But what's your read of the situation and just your professional opinion, your expectations?
Right. So Christian, for those who don't know, hasn't practiced and suffering an injury on July 28th. So by my count, and math is not my strong suit, it's been 5 weeks going on 6 weeks. I looked that up. I could be wrong, but it's around 5-6 weeks. So the fact that he hasn't practiced for 5 weeks, I would be shocked if he plays in week one, because people use training camp as a way to get into football shape. It's not just running and being conditioned. It's running and hitting with pads on. So I would be shocked if he plays in week one. And I asked Vrabel this morning, like, I was like, is the IR a possibility? And it sounded like the answer was no, I think. It's a strange situation.
It's definitely been very unusual for all of us who have been watching training camp and preseason. As you said, 6 weeks at this point. There was time around the Minnesota trip where it felt like there was at least optimism around here that he was becoming healthier or at least closer to being a participant. So why do you think there is this, I guess, slow reintroduction of him? Is something flared up again, or is this ultra precautionary because he is the sports car of your defense?
If I had to guess, I wonder out loud if there was a setback, and I'm not sourcing anything, but suffers a hamstring injury at the end of July, and you think, all right, if it's not a tear and it's a strain, then he should be able to return in, like, whatever it is, a month or so. It sounds like something went wrong along this rehab process, right, since he's not out there yet. I thought it was a good sign that he was on the active roster during cutdown day, and they didn't IR him. But at this point, to me, it sounds like something went wrong. I don't know how else to really, you know, put it, because it's like 6 weeks for a hamstring pull is a lot. So I don't think, like, necessarily at first it was a tear, but hamstrings are tricky. I have hamstring stories, Mego. I pulled and tore each one left and right between high school and college running track. I was a sprinter. And what I found out is if you don't rehab it properly, it's really easy to re-injure it again. So from my own personal experience as an amateur track athlete, maybe something went wrong.
I wonder, one silver lining to this whole thing is that we saw Alex Austin get so many reps with the ones in training camp and in preseason because Christian Gonzalez was out so long. How big of a drop-off, though, do you think there is? If you have Carlton Davis on the other side, and no disrespect to AA, but whoever is on the other side, they're taking Christian Gonzalez's place, as you specifically see the Raiders.
I think the Patriots are a little bit lucky that the Raiders don't have a prototypical number one. Their best wide receiver is Jacoby Myers. Their best offensive weapon might be Brock Bowers, but you probably wouldn't have Christian Gonzalez cover him. I'll say this, though. I would argue that Christian Gonzalez is your best player. Probably your most accomplished, coming off a second-team All-Pro. He's up there with the list of players, in my opinion, you can't lose. So I think in week one, I would say you can beat the Raiders without Christian Gonzalez, just based off their offense. And there's some unknown with Chip Kelly as their OC. After that, though, I start to get worried, right? Because in week two, it's Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. In week three, with Pittsburgh, it's DK Metcalf. And you start to get into that territory where you need them. So week one, I think you survive. But after that, I start to worry a little bit.
When we look long-term for a guy who will be up for an extension after next season, I'm correct on that timing, right? Yeah. Just double check in here. But he's up for an extension at the end of next season. How much does this kind of injury play into what then they expect that contract to be? And is that a consideration from the player's perspective? It feels like it's far enough off where it wouldn't be, but you never know.
Well, I think from the player's perspective, you don't want to return too early to where as you make it worse and you ultimately hurt your contract value. I would be surprised if, you know, the contract was part of the situation now, just because it's so early. And also, I think Vrabel is on the same page, probably with the player in this instance, where, hey, if we rush Christian Gonzalez back, he's going to be out longer into the regular season. So, you know, it might not be a big deal right now, but it'll be a big deal if he can't play over the next month. So the contract stuff's always interesting, Mago. But, you know, I don't know what I mean. I don't think, like, it's playing into the factor now, but I guess, you know, at the end of the day, you can't discount the money.
Looking at this matchup in particular, what are you expecting from the Patriots? And I guess my biggest question here is, do you see enough from the offense that you think that this is a team that can put up more than 20 points in week one?
It's been so long since the Patriots have had an offense that can put up more points in 20 a game. I mean, the last two has been an absolute disaster. So my hope with Josh McDaniels is that, yeah, they at the very least reach average to above average level this year. My question marks, though, and I don't know how you feel about this, is the offensive line, I don't know if they're good enough. And the weapons, the receivers, I don't know if they're good enough. So that's one of the biggest things I'm looking for out of the jump, is this offensive line better than worst in the NFL? And are the receivers better than below average? I hope so. But one of my big expectations for Sunday is the defense. I think they're going to be top 10 unit, even out of the gate without Gonzo. They're going to be fast and physical. It's going to be just a new defensive scheme. Like, we've seen the same defensive scheme in New England really since 2000. So I'm looking forward to seeing something new there.
Any predictions for the game? We're recording this Wednesday, so it's still early. Still don't know the status of Christian Gonzalez, although you can make your own prediction there as you have. What's your prediction for the actual outcome of the game?
We say Patriots 23, Raiders 17. Start the season off with a win.
Okay, and above 20 points. Here we go. All right, Mark Daniels, where can everyone find your work?
You can reach me at masslive.com or on Twitter or X, as you call it, by Mark Daniels.
All right, thanks so much.